An entrepreneur's eye can see opportunity in just about any situation. Take Kellyanne Wargo of Ann Arbor. While Kellyanne was a student at the University of Michigan, her entrepreneur's eye saw a business opportunity in the walk of shame that some students are taking the morning after the night before. She began charging $5 to drive people home. That turned into the walk of shame shuttle. And there were stories from the night before. And all of that has now been picked up by VH1 for a new reality series. Kellyanne Wargo, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much.
What gave you the initial idea? How did this whole driving people home thing start?
Well, I was in my friend group and in the people I knew, I was the only one that had a car. So if people got stranded somewhere that wasn't home in the early morning, they would call me and I would be the one to pick them up. And I was picking people up so often that they were giving me breakfast and coffee. And I was like, I need to stop having so many breakfasts a day. So I started asking for $5 instead.
And it turned into a business.
Yes, I thought if I can make $5 off of people I know, I can definitely make it off of strangers.
And so, you know, who uses the Walk of Shame shuttle? Because now you've got this business.
Right. Well, in Ann Arbor, the clientele was primarily college students. But now that we are in California, it's been more people in their 20s and early 30s. So, I mean, it doesn't stop after college or spring break.
So it isn't just, frats and sororities that are calling you for
no,
that.
Exactly.
And so like every smart entrepreneur, you decided to shoot a video to advertise the Walk of Shame shuttle, and you posted it on YouTube. And then that one in a million moment, a TV executive saw it. And tell us about that.
Yes, that was very strange. I only intended it really hoping like, oh, I hope my friends share this. I hope their friends share this. And it got a lot of press, the little video did, and it reached production companies out in California. Production companies started calling me saying, we love this idea. We want to turn it into a TV show. We want to take you with us. We want you to be on it. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, what is happening? And then I'm like, okay, like, how long is this going to take? Like, where is this going? And I signed with one of the production companies. They used parts of the YouTube video, and then we shot some new stuff on USC's campus with college kids. And we made a sizzle reel, and they pitched that to TV networks.
And now here you are. You're a reality star. Never thought that was going to happen, did you?
Oh, goodness, no. I thought I was going to go into event planning or something. I love doing improv, and I wanted to expand up comedy lessons, but I always thought that'd be something I'd do on the side.
So I'm curious, what do you think people get out of sharing their Walk of Shame stories with you as they're shuttling home?
It's like oddly therapeutic. Sharing stories with someone who is kind of a stranger, where they talk about their friends and I have this fresh perspective because I don't know them. And just like really venting and being like, oh, I might not see you again. So I can just like let it all out. Like this is how it is. And to get that other perspective. And also, I know from my own experiences, I would just be like, oh my gosh, that was the worst night. I never want to talk about it again. And then I would end up telling all of my friends.
So it's a way to vent. So give us some typical scenarios that you hear as you're driving people home on the Walk of Shame shuttle.
Well, it's not all one-night stand stories. I get quite a few, like last night was my first time drinking, or I ran into my ex-boyfriend, or I got separated from my friends and I've just been awake all night and now I need to get home. My phone died, I lost everything kind of stories. And I've gotten some like first-time pot smokers as well.
So it really does run the gamut. What's it like now that the show is on the air? It can be watched by anyone who tunes into VH1. What was it like seeing that idea you had on the campus at U of M becoming this reality show?
It's crazy in the way that it was just my little idea. And now so many people who worked on the editing and the sound and the marketing, seeing how proud they are of it too. And it's just like, because of this little idea, all these people started working on it and found a love for it, too. And I just think that's amazing and so crazy how quickly it grew.
And you are also franchising your business, right? This is something that can spread. So not only is it a reality show, but you've also got something that can spread as a business.
Yes, I really want it to. I would love to have like a subsection of Ubers because I have an art degree, not a business degree. So I'm like doing a lot of research and need like a business partner to make that a reality for sure.
Well, certainly got a lot of momentum going, I've got to say that. Kellyanne Wargo, who began the Walk of Shame shuttle as she was a student at the University of Michigan, now a new reality series on VH1. Kellyanne, great to meet you. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. I hope you watch it.